Christ's message to the church in Philadelphia. And he begins by speaking about himself. "These things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens." The keys, long ago, were the symbol of authority. And in some cases, it was authority to grant access or refuse access to the ruler. We might refer to him as the gatekeeper. And in that sense, Christ does indeed open the door for us to approach God in acceptance through his name and in prayer in his name. We can't confine his authority to that. And we suppose that here, the term "an open door," as we find it in the next sentence, refers also to the door of opportunity, for his authority extends in society as well. After having spoken about himself, he speaks about them, and he makes two points. First of all, you have, and the translation we have before us says, "our little strength," implying that, well, you're not all that strong, but you do actually have some strength. Really, it would be better translated, "you have little strength." The emphasis here is, in fact, on their weakness. That's the first thing that he refers to, weakness. The other is loyalty and faith. "You have kept my word, you have not denied my name." So that raises for us the question, what sort of things does the Lord value, and are they the same as we value? We might say, we would value resources. If only we had more, we could do more. People, more finance, and all the rest of it. And sometimes we forget that he is our resource. We value success. And we say, well, does he not value that too? Perhaps not in the same way. Because he speaks here to a church that is under pressure. Under pressure of circumstances, their weakness, they do not have what they would like to have. And in times of weakness and in times of lack of success, we may be tempted to say, should I not just give it up? In fact, maybe the whole thing is a deception. Is there not such a temptation? And Jesus says here, "You have kept my word." That is what he values. And then again, they were coming under pressure from society. Pressure to hide their faith in Christ. Recently, a video appeared of a Christian in, I think it was Iran, being compelled to read a piece of the Quran by his captors on pain of execution. He did it, and then they beheaded him anyway. And although the opposition came from a different quarter in the first century, the opposition was similar to what we see there. And what Jesus says of them is, "You have not denied my name. You have not hidden your faith." He is our resource, and he is our strength. He values the fact that we keep his word. He values the fact that we have not denied his name. And the things that we fear, we should not fear at all. There's a reminder of this in the writings of another apostle, Paul, who, writing to the church in Corinth, says, "I knew a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Christ, our resource. Christ, our strength. These are the things we must remember. But then, as we read on, we realize that there is another issue being addressed here, and that is the whole issue of loyalty, mutual loyalty or commitment. They have been loyal to Christ. They have continued to trust him, and they have continued to acknowledge him publicly. In turn, he shows his loyalty to them. Indeed, it began with God's grace planning their rescue and their return, but it continues. And it continues as his response to their faith and trust in him. We see that, for example, in the term an open door. Weak, yes, but he has the resources and the opportunities are there for them. And no one can shut that door. Also, he refers to the fact that he will make their enemies, as it were, bow down before them and know that he has loved them. And in the context, that seems to be those who claimed to be the people of God, yet were not. But they will know that the Lord has loved his people. And again, they have persevered in the faith. You have kept my word, he says, therefore I will keep you through this time of trial. And again, it could be translated, not from the trial, but through the trial. I will enable you to endure. Just in passing, we might note how pressures on the Church of Christ are in fact a test. Does he not use that expression there, the hour of trial? It may be a test as to whether we will conform to the standards of society or to the standards of our Father in heaven, or whether we will give the example of Christ or fail to give the example of Christ to society, whether we will teach his word or fail to do so. We should be aware of these things. But then Jesus finishes by giving them promises. Promises that they will have a permanent place in the household of God. I will make you a pillar. And here they are, feeling very wobbly and weak. Anything but a pillar, holding up the structure. He says, but that's what I will make you. And a name, the name of my God, the city of my God, my new name. That their very identity will be the character of God. Who they are and where they belong in the household of God. And my new name, the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let's finish with another reading, and this is from the end of the book of Revelation. He said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And, behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers, sexually immoral and murderers, and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come,